This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
One of those days where you do turn up the radio and you roll down the windows and it's nice. It feels like summer. Happy spring today. However you're trying to get through these times, we're here to just provide a few minutes of a little bit of normal. Phone number to reach us is 332-3776.
Some would argue there's not an ounce of normalcy when it comes to this show, but that's okay.
That is the normal. The not normal. Which is good.
That is good.
Take your mind off of things. We're also asking you, you've got time on your hands. Everyone's filming these videos. Everyone wants to go viral. So the Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest has begun. A lot of people asked, hey, do a new parody song contest, just like the holidays, but do a quarantine parody song contest. Instead, we're going to do the talent contest. You can do and perform a parody song. We're fine with that. But we are going to be judging the most talented fans we have. You can tweet us or you can send an Instagram video, and you have to. This is what is mandatory. You have to hashtag it W&S talent. That stands for Waddle and Sylvie talent. So it's W&S talent. Send the video along with it. Anything that you deem as a talent, whether it's a stunt, whether it's an athletic endeavor. Yeah, we all talked about Johnny Knoxville.
Calling all evil Knievels.
We're not responsible for any harm done, though.
Yeah, there has to be a series of different disclaimers for this.
You can sing, you can dance, you can whatever. Whatever you can think of. You can juggle like Waddle has. You've juggled many things. Send us your videos, hashtag them W&S talent using Twitter or Instagram.
Let me make another really, I shouldn't have to say this comment, but I will, no nudity.
Says who, though? I mean, it isn't going on the radio or television. This is social media.
Says Twitter and Instagram.
Well, wait, is nudity illegal on?
No, it's not illegal. I'm just telling you personally, I don't want it. I mean, you can have it sent to your personal account if you'd like. But for me personally, I prefer, you know, no nudity.
This whole thing that we're going through with COVID-19 has brought out the 14-year-old in us all. Wouldn't you agree? Isn't this the ultimate?
Hence the reason why, like, I don't need to see you peeing over the hood of the car or, you know, lighting farts or.
Well, I mean, you ask, you shall receive. I mean, think about what goes on in our text message chain these days. There's more softcore porn than I've ever seen in that
chain. Maybe in an odd way I'm asking for it. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. I can't even interpret my own thoughts.
All right. Send those to us. Viking Scott and Crown Point, you're on ESPN 1000. How are you hanging in there, Scott?
Good, but this may be difficult for all of us, but we may fall in this category. My wife thinks I'm a Richard 95% of the time.
Yeah, I get the same
But that might be tough to prove on a video, but especially now that we're quarantined watching shows together and all that, rather than me down in the basement watching sports or watching, you know, her TV shows.
So you're saying that's your talent, is that you're as good at being a Richard as anybody?
Now, that would be a heck of a contest. The problem is, I don't know, that'd have to be, like, screened through every, you know, because we all act like it in different ways. But, like, you know, I'll come home from work, and it may not have been a tough day, but you just, one of those things where you get home, you don't want to be bothered because you were hoping to watch the Final Four championship game, like, last night when you got home from work, and you just act like, I mean, we think it's normal, but we kind of act like a Richard.
Yeah, let me just be the first one to say that I'm out in the biggest Richard contest.
Oh, well, good for you then.
No, I'm just saying that I want no part of that contest.
Because I thought you were ruling yourself out.
That if you're calling this the biggest Richard contest, I'm scared then it's going to go in the direction Waddle is just warming up.
Okay. Listen, I've been trying to tell people. I mean,
and Nick I didn't Foles even want to get that on that topic, but Mitch. I had to throw that out there. Anyway, I heard the Justin Herbert talk. I'm one of those kind of guys that love college football, love pro football, and love college basketball, my three favorite sports. I've watched a lot of Justin Herbert. I am literally comparing, if you watch film from John Elway, his senior year at Stanford, to where he has the same kind of arm mobility. I think he could be very, very good, and I think he's better than Tua, no doubt about it.
Wow.
So why does Abdallah think he stinks?
Well, here's the thing, and we talked about this when I called in, that his coach, that Cristobal guy, was an offensive line guy. He kind of handcuffed him for his last 2 years. Like, they ran the ball more than they should with a guy that has his kind of talent. So I think that kind of made him look, because he had inaccuracies. That's the number one thing, if you talk to any of those experts, because I'm not one by any means, that he's a lot of inaccurate passer, maybe similar to maybe a Mitch guy that you guys would compare him to. But I think he's got the ability to turn into a very good quarterback, comparable to Elway. And I just, one other thing, guys, before you let me go.
Well, that's Mindhunter, a Hall of Famer.
If you haven't watched
Scott,
this series,
you've just
if you haven't watched Mindhunter, make sure you go from Ozarks to Mindhunter. Those are the two best series out there. I don't think it's close.
We've talked a lot about Mindhunter in the past. Mindhunter is about two FBI agents that are on the case of trying to get inside the minds of these serial killers.
And I think I watched the first episode, and then
it's really good. It's based on how they basically put together the idea of profiling, how it became an actual thing in the FBI. The only problem is that right now the show is on hiatus, and there's no set return date. So,
and what is there, two seasons?
There's two seasons, and the second season has no real conclusion to it. It's basically open ended, waiting for a third season, which may not come. So,
okay, Chef Paul on 294. Hey, Chef Paul.
How you guys doing? On my way home, a hard day cooking over the stove, and I got to tell you, I watched the best documentary last night on Netflix about baseball I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It's called The Battered Bastards of Baseball, and it's about this guy, Bing Russell. He's Kurt Russell's dad, the actor, and he was an actor, and he was like the sheriff on Gunsmoke for 13 years. And when he got done with his career, he loved baseball. And he bought a Portland, it wasn't a minor league, but the league below the minor league, for $500. And he took all these misfits. He had 300 guys trying out, and it was phenomenal. You got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Bing Russell, what a great name.
I mean, if you guys see this, I guarantee you'll get calls tomorrow. It was the best baseball documentary I've ever seen in my life.
So he buys a minor league team. That's the premise here.
Right. And you remember Jim Bouton, who wrote Ball 4?
Yep. Sure.
He ended up playing with these guys.
Okay.
It's just phenomenal. All I can say is I love you guys. I listen every night on the way home, so I can put my 2 cents in. You got to see it.
What'd you make today, Chef Paul?
I made pot roast, and I made chicken noodle soup. Ooh. And just a bunch of other stuff.
That's great. All right. Stay safe, Paul.
Thank you.
Good job, Paul.
Thank you, guys. There's
Chef Paul. I like that.
I'm Googling Bing Russell right now.
This has turned into, you know, every day we do basically what to watch for. It's no longer just a Friday segment, because we all need things on our plate when we get home.
Right.
To take our mind off of things.
Do you know that Bing Russell was the grandfather of a guy who ended up playing for the Cubs for a bit?
Really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
For the 1995 season. Matt Franco. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, a little bit. Matt Franco.
Yeah, had a cup of coffee with several teams.
Yeah, I remember
him.
Yeah. He was more of a pinch hitter usually, right? Utility role?
Believe that was his.
Yeah, he played some games with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you about watching for stuff. So, you know, and someone brought this up earlier, I forget who, about, I think it was Russillo, about the horse competition. What are you, you're missing sports so badly these days. What could a league or athlete set up that you're in for? You know, would you like, and like the baseline would be horse. Are you in to watch horse?
I'm not.
Like in one gym, there's Giannis, and he's playing up against LeBron.
Not Giannis. He doesn't have access to a hoop.
He doesn't have a gym.
He doesn't have his own. He's got access to a gym, doesn't
he?
Did you miss that story?
He's
playing basketball.
I thought he didn't have his own hoop, but
he's not shooting.
Where's he going to go?
Giannis does not have access to a hoop. He said this.
Facilities are shut down. Gyms are shut down. He doesn't have one at
home. Giannis can't get a key for somewhere.
This is why I was stunned last week. He is not shooting.
He doesn't forget how to play basketball.
If they get back to playing basketball, the Bucks are at a huge disadvantage because Giannis is not shooting.
So, like, what are you? Would it be cool if you saw a virtual home run derby? Not virtual, but where everyone's in a different ballpark somewhere. Like, what are we talking about here? What is your low level?
Are the players just, I guess, do they have a pitching machine, I guess? I say they just thrown it up and like when you're a kid.
What ballpark are they in, and how did they get to the ballpark? And yeah, and who's pitching?
Fastest pitch competition. You know how they have the hardest shot.
Know Verlander would cheat. The Astros gun is a little bit loaded.
Like how hard could Michael Kopech throw?
Yeah, what are you in for, Waddle? These days on things that we can't do. Are you not in for any of it? You're just in for
really
Netflix.
Not. Really? Yeah. Like if you gave me the choice of that. Or watching the rest of Game of Thrones and then segueing to The Wire. I mean, I don't. But again, I'm just that's not appealing to me. But I think that there are thousands of people that would love to see something like that.
I'm not in. More power to the esports people. I think it's fantastic. Make money.
To each their own.
I can't watch fake games of people playing with joysticks. I just can't.
No, I like watching the old games, and they don't even have to be that old.
See, that's a great point, Adam. You could put on the Super Bowl from last year or the playoffs.
They were running the Chiefs Patriots from a few years ago.
It's funny you brought this up because the NFL Network has been running Super Bowls, and I've been DVRing them, and so the Colts-Bears Super Bowl is sitting on my DVR. I was debating whether or not I should show Alex because he's never seen the Bears in the Super Bowl, so I was like...
Between wind sprints and push-ups, and he could watch it.
And stop after the Hester return and just saying that was it and the Bears won. That was it.
No, listen, that's a great point, Meller, because I probably don't remember a whole lot about
Super Bowl. Yeah, I know. I was debating the other night. Do I want to rewatch this with Alex or is he just going to get mad?
Eventually, you're going to be tired of old sporting events, but I'm not at that point yet either. Where even someone sent me a video of... It was an NFL Network show that they did years ago about the best overtime finishes ever. And of course, number two was Mike Brown's two back-to-back returns.
Niners and Browns?
Yep. And you know so that. Good. You know how much I love Brown as the safety for the Bears.
You're going to get your fill of sports television here as soon as the Last Dance comes on?
Yes. April 19th. Is that a week from Sunday?
Yes.
We're just a little under Sunday. 2 weeks away.
Yeah, this Sunday's Easter Sunday, right? So,
yep. All right, so send us your Would You Rathers. We're about 15 minutes away from Would You Rather. You'll have a chance to win a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. Make them fun. Make them creative. Make us think in either or question. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. There's some fun stuff that could be had out there. So make them good. Coming up next, our final four segment. Today's topic. Favorite musicians. We'll go around the room with that next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Is he on your list of favorite four musicians?
Eric Clapton?
Yep.
Good one. Not on my list.
Okay.
It's hard to narrow this particular... Well, a lot of these are hard to narrow down, but... this one... I thought it was going to be hard, then I wrote down all four of them, and the only one I was most secure with was number one. And then I've actually, if you see the paper, I scribbled and rewrote and scribbled and rewrote the other three.
Right.
In different order.
And again, this, the one thing we want to stress, the reason we came up with this topic today, a final four favorite musicians, could be bands, could be solo act, whatever. Is because we kicked off the Waddle and Sylvie Talent Contest. We want you to send us your videos on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag W&S Talent for Waddle and Sylvie Talent. W&S Talent.
I think this is going to be the topic where we are, the four of us may be the most distant from one another.
Of course.
Of course. This is I finally know what it's like to have kids. Because, coming up with my favorite, I take music very seriously. I love it. And trying to come up with my four favorite. I have five. I couldn't even do four.
I gave a bonus one, too.
I couldn't even do four.
Do we all have an honorable mention?
I couldn't even
I
do
as well.
Four.
Yeah. You know what? I put a fifth one down as well.
Put an honorable mention. The thing here is, my list would be hugely different if you asked me, Sylvie, who are the best four musicians of our lifetime? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, these are my favorites.
These are our favorites. So guilty pleasure or not, these right. are our four favorite musicians that we have gravitated to over our lives.
Yeah.
Mine's very, very predictable, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I would not rave about my list. Nothing to rave about.
Well, who wants to go first?
I'll go. You want me to go?
Go ahead.
And I would save the best for last and some Dalla.
He's the music man.
My bonus is Frank Sinatra, believe it or not.
Ooh, good one.
On the weekends, especially like when the kids are in bed and we will finally open a bottle of wine, I love the old school sound of Frank Sinatra. That was a good day.
And it's amazing that voice, that booming voice came out of that little body,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's just classic and it still resonates and gets you in the mood for a really good dinner and a night on the town. My grandfather used to sing Frank Sinatra all the time. And I just have always loved Frank Sinatra. Number four is going to be Pearl Jam. I've seen them many times in concert. Eddie Vedder could be on the list in his own right because I love anything that he does, right? I mean, where this is going.
That's just you appealing to Danny Zetterman, who's writing the game.
Yeah, you're trying to get tomorrow. Easier questions.
If I wanted to appeal to him, I would put them number one, but they're not my favorite.
My guess is the Smashing Pumpkins are either one or two.
Yes, you're right. I'm very predictable. You know how my music comes from that sort of sweet spot of the 90s, the early 90s to like mid 2000s. Number three is U2. I think they're number two on my list is the band that I've seen the most live and in person. Some people don't like that Bono takes the microphone and will talk forever between songs and go political. I've always loved the show they put on. I think they're fantastic, and they sing so many anthems of my lifetime. Number two, the Counting Crows. I actually won't see them in concert anymore because they don't sing their songs the way they performed them on the CDs and records. But I've loved them, and they're probably number three on my list for the concerts I've seen the most. And number one, they're not for everyone. Not everyone loves Billy the way I love Billy. I love Billy, the Smashing Pumpkins, my all-time favorite musicians.
Nice.
In many different forms.
I like it.
What about you?
My fifth, it was just outside the top four, was Guns N' Roses. Like, it's just Axl's voice is just so unique. And in concert, I've never seen them in concert, but I hear it's not the world's greatest, or it hasn't been, you know, more recently. Going back in time, maybe so. But I was a fan of Guns N' Roses.
Slash still has it, though. Like, you don't lose that.
Right. Number four is, like, a lot of this is my childhood. So Van Halen was always huge.
Yeah.
With David Lee Roth. I mean,
they're both good, though.
Yeah. I totally agree. But, the original Van Halen with David Lee Roth was, you know, I tell you all the time, my best friend growing up was Phil Vogel. And, you know, instead of Panama, he used to sing Tannenbaum for some reason.
So
he used to think that the name of the song or the chord was Tannenbaum.
That's what my Tannenbaum used to think.
It's crazy. I had number three, something different. I changed it. I went number three is Stapleton. Now, I think he's my favorite to listen
upset.
To now because I just think his sound is great.
I thought he would be number two.
Nope. Number two is Willie Nelson.
Oh,
and again,
that was my prediction for number one.
No, I know who number one is.
Yeah, Mellor knows probably.
Can I guess?
Not yet.
All right.
But number three was Stapleton. Number two is Willie Nelson. That's what I remember most really about, you know, a lot of my childhood is growing up and my dad driving me to and from practice to different sports. And he always had the 8-track and it was always a Willie Nelson song. And I've grown to love Willie. And finally, you know, I mean, to me, it's.
I knew this is your favorite song,
Prince.
Too.
Damn.
Little Red Corvette for Waddle.
I mean, Prince to me is my favorite musician of all time. It's.
And he
like,
was
he
before
played,
he passed away. This isn't now where right. you're building him up in death.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, before he passed away, he was always, you know, again, part of my childhood in high school was everyone was a Prince fan, and he was like. What people, I'm sure music people know, Abdallah knows, that he was a very talented and an accomplished musician. He played almost every instrument on every album. But
did you know great entertainer his house, as well. Did you know his house was wired for sound? His entire house was always mic'd up so he could record anything. If
anytime
he just had like a melody in his head, he would just be like, boop, 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 boop.
He was a musical genius.
Did you know he leased Carlos Boozer's house?
Yeah, I know that as well. So I went Van Halen, Chris Stapleton, Willie Nelson, Prince. Now that's a fairly eclectic
crew. That's good.
Crew.
I like that list. That's a really good list.
I think I might be able to top your in terms of diversity here, Waddle. So I'm going to give an honorable mention. I know Abdallah will appreciate this, but to Blink 182,
yeah.
I wanted to put them, get them on my list. I just couldn't though when you only have four. Number four, Waddle, maybe you'll appreciate this one. Garth Brooks. He's my number four in terms of musicians,
and that's not predictable.
I was smitten when I saw the Garth and Trisha. Hour that they had on CBS a few weeks a week or so ago.
Chris Gaines.
No, actually, that's about when I said au revoir to
I believe Garth Brooks has sold more albums than anyone in the history of music. Right?
I think
didn't he surpass Elvis?
Correct.
Number three for me, you know, your teenage years are always important to you. Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Okay. Love Tupac. Number two for me, this is no surprise to anybody, but I'm going to go with the old good. The Beatles. You can't go wrong with the Beatles when you put them on your list. Just everything in their catalog is awesome.
They're usually number one on everyone's list best.
And you know what's great is to introduce your kids to the Beatles. That's like the perfect starting point. And
so
for me, number one, I just missed out on Nirvana. I was aware of them, but I missed out. Like, I wasn't really into music when they were happening. But Foo Fighters, for me, still gets done whatever they're doing. Love Foo Fighters. They're my number one.
They're great performing, too,
aren't they? Dave Grohl's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
All right, that's good. All right, Abdallah, Mr. Music.
All right, number five, my honorable mention. I just watched a concert of theirs last night, as it was a Metallica Monday. They're streaming an older concert on YouTube, and they do that every Monday. Live Nation is putting it on because no one can go to concerts, so they're doing concerts from home. You can watch an old Metallica show. They played Trapped Under Ice, and the encore was awesome. Number four, for me, I don't care what stupid hat he's wearing. I don't care whatever how you feel about him. He's a crazy person. I get it. It's Kanye West. Kanye West has been one of the most influential, if not the most influential person in hip-hop in my lifetime. When he puts out an album, it completely changes the way hip-hop sounds for the next however long it is until he puts out another album. He produces all of his own stuff. He always has produced all of his own stuff. He produced so many hits for Jay-Z and stuff back in the day before he was rapping. Kanye. Number three, The National. A lot of people don't know who they are. They're not very mainstream, but they have a lot of good music. They're not something you listen to on a 75 and sunny degree day. More of like a 40 degrees and kind of rainy kind of day.
Doing? Am I closing the door and drawing the curtains?
You're in your feelings a little bit. He's got a very deep voice. They're very good musically. It's beautiful, beautiful music. It's not rap or anything like that. It's very beautiful music. They usually use like a full band and stuff. It's great. Number two, straight out of Libertyville, Illinois, one of them is Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. Love Rage, big part of my high school, obviously because Tom Morello went to Libertyville.
Had him on the show after the Cubs won the World Series,
right? Saw him at the World Series. I kind of bothered him there. I'm sorry, Tom. He's not listening, but I'm sorry, Tom. Rage Against the Machine, number two. And number one, I have their tattoo. I can't go against Alkaline Trio. Dan, Matt, and Derek out of Chicago. I think I've easily seen Alkaline Trio close to 100 times.
Wow!
Forgive my ignorance. I don't know who they are.
You will not. I don't think. I mean, Stupid Kid got some play back when I was in high school, middle school.
Their genre? What do they do?
They're pop punk. They're punk. They're a punk band.
Okay.
Chicago. The sad part is, I was supposed to see three of these. I was supposed to see Alkaline Trio next weekend. And, of course, it's canceled. Yeah. Rage Against the Machine, their show at the United Center, was canceled or was postponed at least. And the National were supposed to play here this summer at Pitchfork. And who knows if that's going to happen.
Now Strasburg's unavailable.
Yeah. Alkaline Trio. I'm constantly wearing an Alkaline Trio t-shirt because they're tattooed onto my right arm.
I like that. That was good. That's a wide variety of stuff right there. If you want to weigh in on the musicians list, 312-332-3776. Maybe rip one of our lists, whatever you want to do. We've got Would You Rather coming up. This is your last call to win alcohol for Would You Rather. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. We'll have fun next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
this gets it done for me. Thank you, Mellor. Playing a little Smashing Pumpkins. I saw it on the Metro. Good thing that I love about some of these bands that we've talked about are like going to see these different concerts. If you've attended different concerts, and I know, Abdallah, you have, is seeing some of these bands at the smallest of venues, like at the Metro, and then seeing them at the United Center, you know, with 23,000 and being on the floor, or even some like a band like U2. My buddy Perry and I were on the field of Soldier Field, and they you could walk around the stage. It was so cool. And you've seen them at, like, you could go see the Pumpkins at the Riv. You could see them at Metro. You can see them at the Aragon Ballroom. They're so, like, we're fortunate in Chicago to have so many different places to experience a concert. It's great. This gets it done.
Did you get to see, I saw their, whatever it was when they first concluded, was it like 2001 at the Metro, their final show at the Metro?
So for the last tour, I saw their second to last show, quote, ever, because then they came back.
Yes.
At the United Center. Okay. They did like one big show, and then the next night or two nights, whenever it was, they did the show.
At the Metro. I was actually at that show at the Metro. My buddy was able to land us some tickets, and it was ridiculous. They played for like 3.5-4 hours. They brought in an orchestra to play Disarm, which they never do because of the strings they have to bring in. It was awesome.
So
and
good.
I'm with you, Sylvie. I would have put them on my list, but I knew you had them, so I wanted to squeeze.
Didn't
in
we
some
meet
other.
Their drummer too,
Jimmy Chamberlain? Yeah,
yeah. He came in and he was talking
out
to us
that
about
day.
Really, because he was throwing out the first pitch at the Cubs game, I think, at some point, and he was talking about practicing with his son maybe in the front yard or something. Am I got that story right, Mellor?
From what I remember, there was like a summer tour and they were doing like a show, and like we booked Billy, and it happened to fall the day he was able to do it was like on a vacation day of mine, and I think you guys were able to get Billy and Jimmy,
I think so,
in studio. And like I was listening, I think it was doing a staycation. I was very jealous.
I remember having to tell you, like, I got good news and bad news.
Yeah, all right.
So Billy Corgan's coming in
studio. And then I went to the show at the United Center that night. Yes. I love Billy. When I see him still, I love talking to Billy. And when Billy is happy, when Billy's not angry, when Billy's not yelling at people, Billy
sounds
is
like
great. Yes, very chesty. Do you remember another place we've had Billy on the show before? From a restaurant. How about this?
From Ditka's.
Yeah, I was going to say from a restaurant.
But
yeah,
he's got a tea shop, or he did.
Yeah, it's closed now.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it was up by me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Highland Park, right by Ravinia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's called a place called Ravinia Brewing Company right now. They opened
really?
Up a brand new. Jim in Kankakee, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
As I told your producer, after listening to all your different music choices, and I'm sure they're fine choices, but I have to speak up for the older set. My number four choice would be the Doobie Brothers. My number three choice would be James Taylor. My number two choice would be Eagles. And my number one choice would be the Beatles.
Yeah.
By the way, are you talking about the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald or without him?
Yes. Well, I like them either way, but with Michael McDonald would be better.
Gotcha.
Isn't he the guy who was featured on 40-Year-Old Virgin who was always on the TV screens? Was that Michael McDonald?
I believe so, yeah. He's got one of these undeniably recognizable voices.
Yamo, what's it? Yamo B?
Yeah, something.
Have you guys ever seen the
Yamo blow my head off?
There you go. I hear this one more time. Have you guys ever seen the documentary about the Eagles?
I have not, but I like the Eagles.
I don't know if it's still running on Netflix. I saw it on Netflix when, you know, things get cycled through every 6 months to a year, so I'm not sure if it's still on. But the history of the Eagles as a documentary is awesome. I highly recommend it.
Do you guys want to watch a good Eagles story real quick? So have you guys all seen The Big Lebowski?
Of course.
You know the part where he says, I hate the freaking Eagles, man? So they wanted the rights to a Rolling Stones song for the end, for Dead Flowers, for the end of the movie. And the manager of the Rolling Stones owned the rights to it, and he didn't want to give it to them. So they begged him, just come see the movie. Just come see the movie. Please just come see the movie, and then let us know whether or not we can have it. So he did. And when it got to the part where he said, I just hate the freaking Eagles, man, the manager got up and goes, you can have it. I don't care. That was awesome.
Why? Really? Were the Eagles not liked by people?
I don't think they liked the
Rolling
Stones.
I don't think they liked each other either, did they? Yeah. I mean, I went to see, when I saw Stapleton.
Glenn Frey and Henley had a notorious falling out.
I like Don Henley.
But no, I'm telling you, watch. I'm telling you, you guys will love the documentary. It's really good.
I went to the concert where Stapleton opened up for the Eagles.
That's good. Was that Wrigley? Was that it?
No. This is in Dallas.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I was answering your question.
It was in Dallas.
Who was it that...
Glenn
Frey isn't with us anymore, right?
He died, yes.
So I think it was his son that was playing guitar for them at the time. It was great.
Kevin in Lake Villa. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Waddle, Sylvie, you guys are awesome. Hey, by the way, Sylvie, I just found out, fellow Saluki, your degree is defunct. It's still owed $20 in parking fees. Just want to let you know that real quick.
Those stupid parking stickers that we had to put on our car on campus. Waddle, we're in Southern Illinois in the middle of nowhere, but you could not find a spot anywhere.
Oh, my God. It was such a scam. Hey, they're still running that scam. My daughter, second generation, WIDP as well.
Nice.
Graduate a couple years ago. Anyways, love you guys. Keep up the good work. Stone. I'm an old guy. Stone, ZZ, Top, Who, Steely Dan, Beatles, Eagles, Rage Against the Machine. Mary Morello, Tom Morello's mom, was my history teacher at LHS. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Libertyville's finest, Kevin.
Kevin, that's a good call.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Love
all right,
you.
Take care.
Thank you. Listen, I mean, there is no bad. There's no bad answer.
Do you know
this.
What name I still have not heard yet? None the callers haven't mentioned
Aerosmith
him yet. No, bigger, widely regarded as a top five musician of all time.
Michael Jackson.
No,
yeah, we that's
haven't
good.
Heard his
You're
name
right.
either. I thought that's about great. Michael Jackson.
Top Hendrix? Five, top ten.
Hendrix.
That's not the one that I'm surprised
Bob
about.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
More mainstream than Dylan even.
Elvis. Your middle name.
There you go, Elvis.
Elvis is a good one, not who I was thinking. Bruce Springsteen.
Our
listeners. Well,
that's Cap's
the sports
favorite, right?
Radio old guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that Cap's favorite? I think Cap's favorite is The Boss.
Dude, you put a Springsteen song on in the middle of a bar, and it's still awesome. No matter how old you are, Abdallah, come on.
I'm with you, Adam. I was never a huge fan. I mean, I appreciated the success he had, and I didn't run away from the music, but... He wasn't an artist that I ever really sought out.
Now we need to do we need to try to do a musician list like we tried to do with movies, and you get it right this time, and do your guilty pleasure musicians.
That's good. We can do
you
that.
You know who guilty. Number one is on my list,
oh,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we know.
We have always
we know
said
Taylor Swift.
We know you're a
Taylor
Swiftie,
Swift.
Yeah.
Or no, or Miley Cyrus.
Well, now you got two of my four. I think Taylor Swift is awesome. Awesome.
Bring that back, will you?
Oh, I'm fine with it, and I'm good with it.
That's promo.
Make
promo.
Fun of me. She's rich for a reason, because her music is good. And I have the taste of a teenager who happens to be female.
What?
I'm kidding. 312-332-3776.
Taste of, right? Not taste.
I got a fever. The only cure is more Taylor Swift.
Cowbell.
We're back with Would You Rather next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Been a fun show. Let's continue the fun going. Is trying to take your mind off of everything going on, or if you want to talk it out. We're always here for you if you ever want to give shout-outs to.
Phone number. Give a shout-out to Led Zeppelin that we all did not name on our list.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
I mean, I love Led Zeppelin, but I don't know if they're, like, they're good if they're on. Like, I'm never like, I got to put on some lead, right? I got to get
That's
the lead out right now. But
people,
if it's on.
Some people are like that, though.
Of course there are. But if I'm in the car and it's on, I'm like, okay, I'll listen to this. I like this. This is good.
They're doing a good segment on not having to do with music, but about giving shout-outs. Golic and Wingo are doing the Hometown Heroes thing, where they're asking, like, for people, like, not just a group of people, but an actual person to, like, call in a voice line. It's really good. So,
nice.
And we're like, all 4 hours of our show. Anytime you want to call and you had a good experience with something or someone, or you've been appreciating someone during this more, 312-332-3776. We're here for you. Would You Rather is brought to you by our friends at Grand and Western Liquors, located where, Waddle?
It's on the corner of Grand and Western.
Right. They pass the savings along to you the way it should be. And when things go back to normal, we got a $50 gift card for you at Grand and Western Liquor.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
It's an either-or question every Tuesday at around 4:30, 4:45. We'll read the best ones, either or, make them fun, make them original, make us think. Creativity is a plus. We'll read the best ones, and the winner will get the $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. All right, fellas, what do we got?
All right, boys, Rama wants to know, would you rather be able to slow down time or fast forward time?
I think, slow it down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why would I want less time? I want more time. Well, some people may, but I want more time, not less time.
Like, this is the only time in our life exactly. where we're like, if you can wish away time, you would maybe wish away time. But there are many people who are very deep who will say some of these memories that you're making internally with your family at home could be some of the ones that you remember forever.
Time is the most precious commodity. Never wish it away.
Well, these are the moments, too, where Alex Meller really learns what it means to work hard every day, too, because his dad, Marv, is out there pushing him to the limit.
You're damn right. You're not going to get better sitting around the house doing nothing.
You got that right.
We're going to run some ladder drills.
Amen.
What is the most strenuous activity you have them do?
I mean, he's got
the Oklahoma drill.
I mean, we had, I don't know if it's, you know.
Change a tire.
Like, he's going through, like, an hour 15 of, like, performance training every day that I have to run him through.
Holy
so he's got to do ladders.
God, how old is he?
Hey, he's 9. He's not going to get better sitting around the house doing nothing.
He's 9.
I had him doing, you know, wind sprints, so.
Is he doing, like, you talked about the tires. Is he doing, like, the J.J. Watt drill except with smaller tires?
No.
We should have him do that.
There's no actual, because it's all based on body weight. No actual weightlifting yet. He's only 9, Waddle.
Is he cussing at you yet?
No, he's actually had a very good attitude. I've been very pleasantly surprised. So.
I'd make sure my
can you film some of this, too, one day?
I'll tweet it out to you guys. Send it to you.
Good. What's next?
Would you rather not shower for 60 days or wear the same outfit for 365 days?
Well, I've done both, so.
So wait, you have to wear the same outfit? Can you can you wash the outfit?
Does not say. I read them as they are.
Then I'd rather just like be like Fred Flintstone and wear the same thing every day.
What was the other option?
No, not showering for 2 months.
What is the longest streak you've ever had of not showering?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Ever.
Like what's your starting point? Because obviously, as a kid, you probably went to good.
Right. Let's go since college. I mean, it can't be more than 3 or 4 days for me.
I was going to say 3 days, probably.
When I was sick, maybe. And three or four days.
See, I feel like even when I'm sick, like if I go more than a day, 24 hours, 36 hours, I like to just hop in the shower.
I'm a showerer. I like to be showered.
You're a showerer?
I'm a showerer.
With love and affection?
With water. I like to clean myself.
I may double down and do a 2-shower day if I can. First, wake up in the morning and then get a workout in at some point and hop in the shower again.
Well, yeah, you have to then.
But I don't do the morning shower. I only shower after I work out.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, you don't shower in the morning?
I can't wake up without a shower.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I go about my business, and then I work out, then I shower after I work out. Okay.
So, but you still, basically, at the start of your work day, you're showering.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, so I'm just saying I don't get out of bed and go straight to the shower.
I can't wake up without a good shower.
Oh, I do the same thing as Waddle. Mm. I get out of bed, and I have bedhead, and I drink some water, and I go work out.
You guys are filthy. No, I need the shower to wake up. No, I know.
Listen,
I need the shower to wake up.
Not only that, Jeff, but I'm conserving water. I mean, that's a luxury. 2 showers in a day.
You and your pee.
So Mel, you wake up, you shower, you then go to the gym, and then shower again.
I don't go to the gym now. Now I run my son's performance training.
But let's say pre-corona, you wake up, shower, go to the gym, shower again, and then come here.
I drink a cup of coffee, hop in the shower, and then at some point.
That's redundant.
It may be, but
he's got a wipe. I mean, he doesn't wipe, so he's got to clean himself up.
Right,
that's why he goes into the shower.
Coffee, poop, shower.
Right.
Then I'll get a workout in.
I don't think in 12 years, I don't think I've ever heard you say the word poop on the air. We're making progress.
Did you hear
bro.
It, though? He said it with a little
softly.
Bit of hesitation. He's like, poop.
It's the same way I'd make the Aaron Hernandez joke. I softly whisper poop.
Poop.
By the way, Waddle, did you ever see the story on why there's a toilet paper shortage? They finally, tried to spell it out for us.
Is it because the toilet paper companies are trying to keep up demand? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
No, there's a shortage, they say, because there's more demand for at-home toilet paper. Because usually all these people would be either in hotels or in their office. Right. And now that everybody's home and they're not traveling and they're not at work, that the commercial toilet paper, there's no need for it anymore. And everyone needs at-home toilet paper, and they haven't been able to keep up with the unusual demand.
Okay, I'll buy some of that, but the person that initially, when this all went down, who had three shopping carts filled with toilet paper, that's a bit excessive even with that as an explanation.
Well, it's like the chicken or the egg. Did the person first freak out because of this and grab toilet paper, or were they freaking out because they saw very little supply on the shelf?
Are you guys stealing toilet paper from the station and taking it home?
Never. I'd rather use a leaf.
My wife went to...
well, the paper there is not like...
It's not even one ply.
I know I'm going to sound like the biggest snob in the world, but I don't care. My toilet paper's got to be soft and thick.
Charmin, baby.
Yeah. I mean, you give me this stuff that's like cray paper. Next thing you know, I might as well just wipe with my hand and just wash my hands afterwards.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's like, it's not even toilet paper, some of this stuff.
My wife went to Target yesterday, and she said that there was the shelves were not fully stocked, but about three-quarters stocked of toilet paper and paper towels.
Right.
That's a step in the right direction. We're flattening
the toilet
paper curve.
Next thing you know, we're going to be watching baseball.
Yes. You never, no one's buying that, by the way. We got to bring that up. What's next on Would You Rather?
I don't know if this is a really question, but would you rather live with Cap for a month or Danny Zetterman for a week?
I'd live with Zetterman for a week because, like, listen, what I want to do is get back to my own environment as quickly as possible. It's not a matter of who I'm living with.
What if it's the same amount of time?
No, really. I think I may choose, like...
Cap's got a sauna in his house.
He does. And look, he does sort of just keep to himself, and he's with the dogs.
Plus,
and Mindy.
Plus, not just that, but he buys you things, too. I mean, he always is asking if you need something.
My other problem is if I stay at Danny's house, I guarantee you him and his wife are going to be like, hey, we're going out. Watch the kids. Peace.
There's no good food in the house. You know how he's going to just yell at you.
Yeah.
He's going to boss you around.
Cap is very bossy. No, Cap is more hardcore. He has worse food.
Yeah, but Cap, I don't think, is as bossy. Cap is just like...
You drop him off at the tattoo parlor in the morning. You pick him up in the afternoon, and you get the afternoon to yourself.
At least you get free Lumanatis, too. You get all the Lumanatis you want.
Officially declaring you'd rather live with Cap, then?
I think I would.
For not a week versus a month, but month to month, I'm living with Cap.
Same time period.
Yes.
You're picking Cap.
I'm better friends with Danny.
He's
but
more
Danny's
abrasive.
One of those guys that if we were roommates, I think we would kill each other.
I agree.
Is there a limited amount of television time in Danny's house as well? Like, do I have to live by a series of rules? Like, everything's got to be off at a certain time?
As long
time?
As you're not consuming carbs and sugar, I think Danny's
you can watch
fine
as much TV as you want.
Can't do it. Can't win with that that appetite.
Well, give me one or two more.
I think I know the answer to this one, too. Would you rather be quarantined in a one-bedroom apartment with your entire family or in a mansion full of gadgets and fun stuff, but by yourself?
And we still have our family?
So this is like the baseball players. This is like a baseball player's
choice.
This is
no family.
No, but we have a family in general, but they're just not with us
they're not
now.
With you.
Yeah, you still have a family.
But you have a mansion, a luxurious mansion.
You can't shave them.
That was gross.
Well, I guess...
I don't care. My family's everything to me, so give me a tiny little hovel, and I'll live with my family as opposed to your giant mansion living by yourself.
Can you not see them at all?
I mean, you got all the gadgets.
FaceTime. Yeah, you can FaceTime.
Wow.
How long is this for? Is it like a month?
Indefinitely, bro.
Let's call it a baseball. You're a baseball player. You gotta play baseball and get your salary, or you gotta be quarantined with the family.
I need more. I still need more.
Like, hands down with my family.
I love my family.
I don't care how small it is.
I could do a drive-by and wave to them still and FaceTime, talk to them.
Sylvie's like, well, how long is it?
One bedroom with those monsters. I'll go one bedroom.
I think one person's being honest with themselves on this show.
Yeah.
All right, is that good? There's some good ones.
Who's the winner? We got a winner.
Pick one, Abdallah. Who did you like?
I have to pick one?
Yes.
Danny Cap.
Okay, fine. All right, if you want to talk to us, our phone number is 312-332-3776. We have a contest that we introduced today. We'll tell you about that in 2 minutes, and we'll also discuss why not many people are believing that Major League Baseball can execute the bubble city. That's in 2 minutes.